Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is truly good and God is on the throne. And we thank God for Jesus. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, International Prayer Faith Ministries, World Women United for Christ in Prayer. Yes, we're celebrating International Women's Month. Yes, we are. Month of March, Women's Month, we're celebrating you women. We know God is good, God is on the throne, and God can do anything but fail. Tell a friend to tune into Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. We're thanking God for all of you for listening in, all of you that are praying faithfully, faithfully, faithfully. As the word says, great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Continue to be faithful to the Almighty Living God. Continue to serve him. Continue to worship him. Continue to praise him. Continue to give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. Because we know God is truly, truly good. Yes, he is. Yes, he's been good to us. Every step of the way, he's right with us. Every step of the way, he has not left you. He's not forsaken you. He has not forgotten about you. He's right there with you. As the children say, looking right in your face. Praise ye the Lord. Glory be to God. Yes, we're going to have our prayer, our praise and worship music. We're going to go into the word, and we're going to our message, and we're going to do some praying on today. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to praise him, glorify him, magnify him. I love the Lord. Thank you, God.
Don't cry. Just remember that God is standing by.
Thank you, Lord.
When you have heartaches, don't cry. No, 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 no.
Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. We welcome the Holy Spirit into this place today. Thank you, God. Welcome the Holy Spirit into your heart, into your mind, into your spirit, and to your soul. Welcome him into your heart. Yes, you are listening to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer. One more song, and we're going to go into the Word. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Rock of ages, collect for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the world
of ages, clap for me. Rock of ages, thank you, God. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. Yes, he is. He is the rock, and we can depend upon that rock. I'm telling you, thank God. Christ, the solid rock I stand. No other. Huh. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Yes, he is the rock. Yes, he is the rock. Thank God. For the rock. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is on the throne, and God is in charge. All the time. Not sometime. Not when just things are going good, and not when we're just having our way or get our way. God is good all the time. I want you to hear me this morning. Yes, he is. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the world is saying, no matter what the world is doing, no matter what the news media is saying, God is still good. Yes, he is.
In the
How great thou art. How great thou art. Brother Lewis Tolton used to sing that song at New Union Baptist Church. How great thou art. We thank God for Michael picking it up and carrying on the torch. How great thou art. He's greater than great. He's awesome. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart with you in the blessed city of Baltimore. And yes, we call those things that are not as though they are. We speak it into existence. Yes, we are blessed. Yes, we are blessed. In the name of Jesus, we are blessed. Let us go to the word of God this morning. We're going to go to our scriptures. Amen. We set the atmosphere for praise and for worship. Then we go into the word. The word is what's going to keep us, carry us through, the word of God, the living word of God. Thank you, God. Our God is not dead. Our God lives, and he lives within our souls. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We serve him because of who he is, not because what we think he's going to do or what we want him to do. We let God's will be done in every situation in our lives. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalm 91, our protection song. And we read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. As I said, even for a snack, there's no calories when it comes to the word of God. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, y'all. Okay? Amen. Those that are fasting, read that word. Pray without ceasing. Meditate on the word of God. Thank you, God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with thy feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust.
His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Till thou have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, that stash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Keep Satan under your feet, not behind you, because he have set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him and set him on high, because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, honor him with long life. And I believe it's going to be a long, healthy life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Somebody ought to glorify him this morning. Somebody ought to lift up the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear, stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I like that. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation, and salvation is free. My dear ones, it don't cost you nothing. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. The battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. 35, I read verses 1 through 3. Let's go to Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And I believe he's going to feed you spiritually and physically, my dear ones. But you got to trust in him. And do good. Thank you, God. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the designs of thy heart. And I pray that the designs of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Thank you, God. Thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. We got to trust in him. Trust in the Lord. Do good. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Then you're going to give you the desires of your heart. Then we got to commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Thank you, God. Somebody's going through something this morning. Don't know which direction to go in. Don't know what to say. Trust in the Lord. Do good. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He will bring it to pass. In his time, not your time. Timing is everything, my dear ones. In God's time, let God's will be done. He will bring it to pass. Thank you, God. Somebody need to hear that this morning. You got to trust in God. Delight yourself also in the Lord. Get rid of the heavy load you've been carrying around. Pray about it. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. Thank you, God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Thank you, God. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. In verse 37, in Psalm 37, verse 7, rest in the Lord. Keep your big mouth shut. Rest in the Lord right there means keep your big mouth shut. Stop whining and crying and telling Satan all your business. Rest in the Lord. Thank you, God. You say you trust in the Lord. You say I'm going to trust and never doubt. He's surely going to bring me out. Rest in the Lord. Stop murmuring and complaining. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to make it. But you just said you trust in the Lord. Thank you, God. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, my dear ones. There's a time for everything. Yes, Martin Luther King got angry. Yes, he did, and he marched. Thank you, God. It's how you handle that anger. But there is a time for everything. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Why? For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall do what? Inherit the earth. I thank God for my inheritance. And that inheritance will bring no sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. You ain't got to knock no doors down to get what you want. You ain't got to beg nobody and plead to nobody to get what you want. The word of God says, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. God's got a time for everything. Thank you, God. Not Burger King. Want to have your way? Serving the Lord is not about having your way. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need to hear it this morning. Somebody's being blessed. Thank you, God. Teach. 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 But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in what? In abundance of peace. My dear sisters and brothers, there's nothing like an abundance of peace. Thank you, God. The abundance of peace. When all hell is breaking loose all around you, all turmoil is going on, God will bless you with an abundance of peace. And everyone will look at you and why isn't he or she upset? Because they shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. When everybody else is acting crazy, cussing you out, calling you everything but a child of God, God will bless you with an abundance of peace. When your children acting up, husband acting up, wife acting up, neighbors acting up, police department acting up, God will bless you with an abundance of peace. Thank you, Jesus. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. Yes, somebody's plotting against you right now. And you haven't done not one thing to them. Huh, look at what they did with Jesus. Somebody's plotting against you right now. Think it not strange. You got enemies. If you're a man or woman of God, you got enemies. If you're serving God, you got enemies. If you're living according to the will of God, you got enemies. Didn't Jesus have enemies? Yes, he did. He got enemies. So think it not strange. Glory be to God. I want you to know that this morning. Don't get all upset. Don't know what to do. Call upon the name of Jesus. We all got enemies. The wicked plot up against the judge and gnash upon him with his teeth. Everybody do not like you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The Lord, not you. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see his day is coming. You ain't got to worry about a thing. God's got your back, your front, your top, your bottom. God's got it, got you covered. You're covered with the blood of Jesus. The wicked have drawn out their sword and bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as upright conversation. Is your conversation upright this morning? Are you encouraging someone? Are you motivating someone? Are you letting someone know how good God is in the midst of your trials and tribulations? Letting someone know God is able. God is good. Maybe what you're going through is not good, but God is still good. Thank you, God. Watch your conversations, men and women of God. The Lord shall laugh at him. For he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay such as upright conversation. Again, pray that your conversation is upright. Thank you, God. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bones shall be well broken. Watch your words. A little that a righteous man had is better than the riches of many of the wicked. Thank God for a little bit. Thank God for that room that God has blessed you with. Thank God for that apartment God has blessed you with. Thank God for that home that God has blessed you with. The food that you have on your table, thank God. The clean, fresh water, thank God. The five dresses, the five suits, the two pairs of shoes. Thank God for a little bit. A little that a righteous man have is better than what? The riches of the ungodly people. My God, my God, my God. Somebody need to thank God for a little bit. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. We got a lot of rich, wicked people. My God, my God, my God. Nothing wrong with having money. Nothing wrong with being wealthy. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The love of money is the root of all evil. Thank you, God, for blessing someone today. For the arms of the wicked shall be what? Broken. But the Lord upholds the righteous. He's upholding you this morning. Yes, he is. God is upholding you, my dear ones. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Thanks be to God. The word of God for the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. I thank God for my assignments. I thank God for the double portion blessing. I'm bragging on God. God did it, not me. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to glorify him. Somebody ought to magnify him. Your God. For the 144.5 million listeners that are praising God, glorifying God, praying and seeking the Lord. All over the world. People need the Lord. We don't need another law. People need the Lord. Thank you, God. And some of you need to be released from some people today. Some of you need to be released from some people. You need to let them go, holding on to them, thinking you're going to change them. You can't change nobody. Only God can do that. You couldn't even change yourself. Thank you, God. Sometimes the problem is to get others to release you emotionally from their possessiveness and dominating spirits. This can come secretly as you speak words of release that cause them subconsciously to free you. Simply declare, in the name of Jesus, whoever that person is, you now fully and freely release me. You loose me and let me go. You let go and let God. Uh-huh. We need to free ourselves from some folk. My God, my God, my God. If there is a need for freedom both ways, you might declare, Christ in us is our releasing power. Glory be to God. Christ in us is our releasing power. I want you to repeat after me this morning. Christ in us is our releasing power. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. A young man called me the other day, and he felt as though someone had witchcraft on him. My God, the devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. I told him, God is in charge of your life. Get those thoughts out of your mind. Call upon the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Us is our releasing power. Nobody owns you. Thank you, God. Christ in us is our releasing power. He has set you free in 2023. Thank you, God, for situations that need freedom from a number of personalities. Declare, Christ in this situation is releasing power. Thank you, God. I want to repeat after me. Christ in this situation is releasing power. Somebody need to call upon the name of Jesus. Christ in this situation is releasing power. Let go and let God. And my dear ones, everybody and everything is not your assignment. You're not God. Thank you, God. God has assigned individuals to you. And you ought to pray about it. God, is this my assignment? He will speak to you and let you know. Some people that you're trying to help, been trying to for years and years and years, and nothing has changed. Some children you've been praying about, you continue to pray, but you release them to the Almighty Living God. You've been praying for that husband. Release him and put him in the hands of God. Praying for that wife. Release her and put her in the hands of God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Christ in this situation is releasing power. Holding on to things that you can be holding on to. Some of you even holding on to clothes that you can't wear. You have been more than 10 years and still holding on to those clothes saying you're going to lose weight. Give those clothes to somebody that can wear those clothes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. It's spring cleaning time. Thank you, God. Release those things and let it go in the name of Jesus. Christ in this situation is releasing power. As we daily declare the prayers of release, the freedom will come. Yes, it will. The freedom will come. Sometimes right away. Sometimes more slowly. Often severe unpleasantness cuts clean the release. Thank you, God. He's releasing someone from cancer this morning. He's releasing someone from HIV/AIDS this morning. He's releasing someone, glory be to God, from arthritis. They're suffering for years and years and years from back pains. He's releasing somebody in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, from depression, mental illness. My God, my God, my God. The releasing power of the Almighty Living God is inside of you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Somebody's being blessed this morning. Somebody's being healed this morning. Somebody's being released in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. From drug addiction, alcoholism. Thank you, God. Homosexuality. Somebody's being released this morning. Thank you, God. Gossiping, backbiting, lying, stealing, whoremongering. Somebody's being released. Thank you, glory be to God. It's spring cleaning time. God is releasing you. Let go and let God. That's why you have those migraine headaches. You're trying to change somebody. My God, my God, my God. The Spirit of God said release and let that situation go. Put her or him in God's hands. You can't make nobody love you. My God. You got that unconditional love of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Release and let it go. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Mercedes, release and let it go. Thank you, God. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, release and let it go. Billy Edwards, release and let it go. Chief Apostle, Deborah Gilmore, release them and let them go. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Release them and let them go, my dear ones. Whoever it is, whatever that situation is, release and let it go. Stop holding on to your sickness. Say it, my diabetes, my arthritis, my migraine headaches. Stop holding on to illnesses. Release it. Stop claiming it. You keep claiming it every day. Oh, my God. My neck pain. Release it and let it go. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody need to release a job and let it go. God has something better for you. In the name of Jesus. He knows that you're staying in need of. My God, but you got to release it and let it go. You wonder why nothing is happening. You haven't released it. You're still holding on to that child. Release that child. Put that child in the hands of God. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Stop holding on to those problems, those trials. Release them to the Almighty Living God. God has a plan for your life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. As you declare prayers of release, the freedom will come. Somebody's being free this morning. In the year of 2023, God has set you free. Sometimes suddenly, sometimes slowly, often severe unpleasantness cuts clean the release. Yes, thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Release and let it go. But what severe unpleasantness is like, the pain connected with the physical healing, it is necessary and thus a blessing in disguise. It may be painful. Yes. Yes. It may be painful. But God is put together. Let no man put asunder. He didn't put that marriage together. You wanted it. You wanted it. But God has put together. Glory be to God. Release and let it go. Everything that look good ain't good for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. And don't forget about forgiveness, my dear ones. Forgiveness is the third type of prayers of healing and cleansing. Thank you, God. One of the most major causes of unanswered prayer is unforgiveness. Jesus repeatedly emphasized that you cannot pray aright if you are, what? Holding grudges. Holding grudges. And you wonder why things are not happening for you. Somebody's still holding a grudge against somebody this morning. Uh-huh. I've been praying about it. I've been asking God to forgive me. I've been reading my Bible. I've been going to church. I've been meditating on the word of God. I've been doing good. Remember, good folk don't go to heaven. Saved folk go to heaven. Stop holding that grudge, prejudice, bitterness, and unforgiving attitude toward God, man, yourself, or the world in general. Some of you get this angry with the whole world. And all of us are holding unforgiving thoughts in one or more of these areas of life. If you want to develop your prayer powers and get your prayers answered, you must pray the prayer of forgiveness often. We got to repent of our sins daily. Our things that we do, say, or even think, repent. Ask God to forgive you daily. Forgiveness can dissolve whatever stands between you and your good as it cleanses. Thank you, God, your mind, body, and relationships. Opening a way for your dreams to come true. Open a way for God to bless you. You can solve more problems through prayers of forgiveness than in any other way. Health, financial, and human relations problems are quickly respond to forgiveness. When there is a problem of any kind, there is a need for forgiveness. One person speaking prayers of forgiveness for a certain situation can dissolve the emotional blocks and clear up the problem. You're blocking your own way. Ain't nobody blocking you. You're blocking your own way. Regardless of what others are saying or doing, that is the potency of forgiveness, which simply means to give up. Give up. Let it go. Why are you holding on what somebody did to you 50 years ago, 30 years ago? I don't care what they've done. God knows. He knows all about your troubles. You need to forgive. When certain individuals have problems on any level of life, health, financial, or human relations, they need to give themselves to the Almighty Living God and ask Him for forgiveness. Simply speak the words of the Almighty Living God for forgiveness for the situation, declaring that everything and everybody connected subconsciously joins me in forgiving whatever needs to be forgiven. Dissolving the invisible cause of the problem. I know some people walking around, Satan God walking around mad at somebody and don't even know why. I don't like her. I don't like him. I don't like the way he speak. I don't like the way she speak. I don't like her attitude. My God, my God, my God. You're on your way to heaven. Mm-hmm. He said, love ye one another. He didn't say like you one another. Love ye one another as I have loved you. Christ in this situation is a forgiving power. The Christ in all me forgives the Christ in you. The Christ in you forgives the Christ in me. We're all forgiven and governed by the divinity within us. And the perfect results now manifest. In Jesus' name, I want you to repeat that prayer with me this morning. Christ in this situation is its forgiving power. The Christ in me forgives the Christ in you. The Christ in you forgives the Christ in me. We're all forgiven and governed by the divinity within us. And the perfect will of God now manifests. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now you can pray. Now you can pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ all over the world. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins. We thank you, God, for sending your only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. We thank you right now. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You did not come down for that cross. We thank you right now, Father, for the ability to forgive others and the desire to forgive others. We thank you right now, Father God, for blessing us in ways that we never could imagine. We thank you, Father God, for anointing us with fresh oil this morning. We thank you for the favor of God. We thank you for your healing hand of mercy. We thank you for the cleansing of our mind, body, spirit, and soul. We're going to keep our minds focused on Thee, the power of the Almighty Living God. Bless, Father God, the body of Christ. Touch all of the workers in the vineyard. Touch, Father God, the President Joe Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, and his family in its entirety. Go throughout Congress, Father God, in the White House. Touch our senators, our congressmen, House of Representatives, our delegates. Touch them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Kamala Harris, Vice President, and her husband. Touch them right now, Father God. And we thank you for the healing. We thank you that you bless them with godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. Some situations need to be reversed in that White House. Some decisions need to be reversed in that White House. Some laws need to be reversed. And they need to cry out to you and say, Jesus, we're crying out to you to forgive us. We're praying for all of our elected officials, our mayors, our governors, our delegates. We're praying for Father God, all the workers in the vineyard. We lift up all of our archbishops, our bishops, our chief apostles. We lift up, Father God, the ministers of the gospel, our deacons and deaconess, our trustees, our sextons in the churches, those that work faithfully in the soup kitchen. We pray, Father God, that you'll touch them individually and collectively and let them do the will of God. Let them hear from you this morning. Speak to their minds, their body, their spirits, and their souls. We pray, Father God, for Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, members of New Union Baptist Church. We lift up the cry of members that they will sing the songs of Zion, that their hearts, Father God, will burn and yield for the mighty presence of the Almighty Living God. We lift up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Nettie, Father God, those in the nursing homes, in the hospitals, those, Father God, behind the prison walls. We lift them up right now, Father God, and for those that you are releasing, Father God, touch their mind, their body, their spirit, and their souls, that they'll walk in the newness of Jesus Christ as they're released, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And those that are still behind the prison walls, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, that it will become a place of worship in the name of Jesus. Touch the innocent ones, Father God, and those that are guilty, Father God. Let them cry out to you and yield to you, the Almighty Living God. Touch the warden, Father God. Touch the prison guards. Touch the cook, Father God. Touch, Father God, the medication that they've given him behind the prison walls. Go on to Towson, Father God. Go on to Jester, Father God. Father God, touch, Father God, every individual in the name of Jesus. Those in the halfway houses, touch them right now. We pray, Father God, that their lives will be changed and that they will not go back, but they'll walk in the newness of Jesus Christ. We pray, glory be to God, for those that are in hospitals and nursing homes. Someone's about to go through surgery this morning. Touch the surgeon. Touch the doctor. And let them call upon Dr. Jesus, the mighty surgeon, the mighty maker, the mighty creator. We pray, Father God, for someone that's been walking the streets all night long, not knowing which direction to go in. We pray, Father God, that you lead them straight and down the narrow path. All the homeless that's walking the streets, that's in the shelters, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds that they'll yield to you. They'll no longer be confused in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of no way. And that they'll want to live in a clean, purified home. We thank you for blessing those with rooms, Father God. We thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch those, Father God, that's affected by mental disorders, bipolar disorder, paranoid schizophrenia, depression. Touch someone that's stressed out in the name of Jesus. Touch their mind right now. Your mind regulator, and we know that you're a heart fixer. Fix that mind right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. We lift up, Father God, Reverend Thomas, Reverend Johnson. We lift up their families in its entirety. We lift up, Father God, Zion Baptist Church. We lift up, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the women that are working faithfully in times like these to keep their families intact. The men, Father God, that are true fathers to their children. We thank you, Father God, right now for touching Deaconess Briscoe, Deacon Terry, Deacon Spain, Deacon Price. Touch, Father God, the Deaconess Stewart. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, that they will be of support, Father God, in New Union Baptist Church. Father God, let them yield to you. We pray, Father God, for Sister Esther, Father God, as she continue to go forth on the prayer line. The Logan family, Rosetta Logan, we are praying for you. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Mother Annie Green, we are praying for you. We thank you right now, Deacon Ashanto. We are praying for you. God is able. God is able. God is able. We thank you right now for the deacon board, deaconess board. We pray, Father God, for the organist in the church. We pray, Father God, for each and every individual that's crying out to you. They need you right now, Father. And we know that you're able. We lift up AJ. We lift up Sister Greta, Father God. All the postal workers. Pray for them, Father God. Put a hedge of protection around them as they walk the streets. As they man the post office services. Be with them and guide them and lead them. UPS workers, we're praying for you. We know it's not easy. But we pray, Father God, that they'll do right by you. Amazon workers, we're praying for you. Our garbage collectors, we're praying for you. We need you in times like these. We need you right now. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. We lift up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now. We pray for the prayer warriors that are praying 24 hours around the clock. The Word of God tells us that we ought to pray without ceasing. And we thank you right now that we all be on one accord, worshiping and serving the Almighty Living God. It's not about us. It's about the living God, the true God. We pray for Sister Lillian. Glory be to God. We lift up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Chaplain Thomas. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you right now, God. You told us to pray. You said if my people who call with my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we thank you for the healing right now in our minds, bodies, spirits, and souls. We pray for healing for Evangelist Jack Nita, faithfully going into the nursing home, sharing the word of God. We pray for the evangelists that are traveling near and far. We lift up, Father God, the missionaries. They have a great task, establishing churches all over the world. We thank you right now for what you're doing. We know that you're able. And for those names that I have not called out, I want you to know that God knows all about your situations. And he hears you. He hears your ever cry. He will answer by. Have a little talk with Jesus, and he will make it right. We thank God for you. Bless your people, God. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in the land. We come against those weapons of destruction. Father God, please take away the spirit of fear from our children as they go to school, colleges, and universities. Touch those weapons of destruction. Stop those illegal weapons being planted in our communities. In the hands of those, Father God, that are taking the lives of innocent victims. Touch the families who have lost innocent children, husbands and wives. Touch, Father God. Let them know that God is still in charge. We come against those weapons of destruction in the name of Jesus. Protect us from seen and unseen danger. As we go to school, as we go on our jobs, as we go in the churches, as we go in the shopping malls. Touch us right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for healing Rosie Traham. We thank you for healing Shanita. Thank you for touching and timing. Raguel and Zariel, our firefighters, we're praying for you. We're praying for you, my God, my God. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise and honor on this day. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle, Presiding Bishop, Patricia Stewart of Baltimore, Maryland. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. God's got your back.